going back to kind of the timeline of things, tell me about the lead up to the election itself, sort of, you know, the work you did in the lead up to the days before the election itself, and especially the night of the election. There was a lot going on in that time period, it seems like.
Well, we did have one part of our group who's a very, who was a younger and very talented in terms of designing public events. Mm-hmm. And they developed a very humorous, like old-time burlesque show.
The Frickettes.
Yeah, the Frickettes, yes. And they put on their show various places, very helpful in fundraising. Mm-hmm. and they also staged, I remember they staged a big light show downtown during the, in the period leading up to the, leading up to the election. And I just remember when I look back on it, I didn't actually review in any detail before we were talking about what we actually did, but I remember when we signed the petition, or circulated the petition, we did that at Sweetwater Grill and Tavern on Elm Street in their back room, and we had over 200 people show up just to sign the petition, you know, to get it on the ballot. That was amazing to me. I knew that Denton had a lot of seriously interested and educated and, you know, people who wanted things to happen. But I never I don't think any of us expected 200 people to show up at one night in one place to do something. The night of the election, well, let's talk about the election day. Mm-hmm. Of course, there were various sites for people to vote. And we were there at all those sites, and there was that group, now I've even forgotten their name, but the group who was opposed to us, who put out huge flyers that were like two or three times the size of ours, mailed them everywhere, and I think they really underestimated what a lot of the members of the public thought, because when people got those flyers in the mail, I think the first thought a lot of people had was, who paid for this? Because those were huge.
I heard they put stuff on the side of trucks, too.
Yes, yes, they did. They had it. They had some truck driving through the, mostly down at the Civic Center, I think, but they went to the other voting locations. So I think they overplayed their hand in terms of how the public would react to their campaign against us. They also, oh yes, now some of it's coming back. I can remember they called us communist, and that was hilarious because, well, hilarious to me because I actually have my sister married into a Jewish family that the father of my brother-in-law actually had been imprisoned by the Tsar. So we actually had true communists, you know, in my family lineage. And it was like I was the only one who wasn't accused. They must have looked at me and, you know, my gray hair and where I lived and thought, oh, she couldn't possibly be one. And the truth is I have this extended family history with that particular ideological bent. So that was funny, and I think, again, they overplayed their hands because people could look at who we were. You know, we weren't in hiding. We were around town. We were having events, and it was ridiculous. And I also think Denton is just too sophisticated for red baiting to work, really. It fell flat. So the day of the election, we were all at various sites, handing out literature, talking to people, and the people opposed to us also had people at the sites. And the really humorous thing about that is we learned that most of those people were hired and were brought in from out of town and didn't really even know what the issue was. They were just supposed to hand out flyers to people. And so they had no sense of what was really going on. They couldn't engage the public in a discussion, whereas we knew exactly what we were talking about and could. And at one site where I was, one of the people said to me, you know, after I explained to her what it was, she says, well, I'm not going to hand out these flyers anymore. And I don't think I was the only one who had that happen to them. So the night of the election, we held an event, an election watch party at Dan's Silverleaf. And I was actually teaching that night. And I had to hurry back from my class in order to get to the get to Dan's right before the vote was announced. And just as I was walking into the door, honestly, just as I was walking into the door, they had the votes up. So we were just absolutely ecstatic, mm-hmm. As you might imagine. And the rest is history. There was a lot of beer sold at Dan's that night, I think.
All right, yeah, as it should be. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, 12 hours later, you got lawsuits rolling in. So how prepared were you for that? I assume you guys expected that, at least.
For the state?
Yeah.
To do something? We weren't that surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the victory was sweet, and it still is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it will be example studied, you know, in the generations to come about social change at the local level.
Mm-hmm.